وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. For your duas, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا مع الصادقين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, there is a saying that has been reported, by I think it's one of the tabi'is, which is mentioned that seek knowledge even if you have to travel to China. And so I came across this one story, and it gives us a very, very great and important lesson for silk and truthfulness, which is enjoined in the noble Quran and the teachings of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a story of a new emperor. You know, there was an old emperor from the Far East, and as he was growing old, he knew it was now time to choose his successor. So instead of choosing one of his assistants or his children, he in his own wisdom decided something different. So he called all the young people in the kingdom one day, and he said, it's time for me to step down and choose the next emperor. So I have to decided to choose one for you. So the kids were shocked, you know. But the emperor continued, and he said, I'm going to give each one of you a seed today, a very special seed. I want you to plant the seed, water it, and come back here 1 year from today with whatever you have grown from this one seed. I will then judge the plants, he says, that you bring. And then when the one that I choose, you know, from all the plants that you have brought, then the owner of that particular plant will be the next emperor. So there was a boy by the name of Ling. And this probably was from the Chinese dynasty. So he was also there that day, and like the others, he also received the seed. So he went home, and he excitedly told his mother the whole story. So anyway, she helped him get a pot and started planting soil, and he planted the seed and watered it carefully. So every day he would water it and waited for it to grow. So after about 3 weeks, some of the youths began to talk about their seeds and the plants that were beginning to grow. But now Ling kept on checking his seed, but nothing ever grew. So 3 weeks had passed, 4 weeks, 5 weeks went by, but still nothing. By now the others were talking about their plants, but Ling didn't have a single plant. The plant didn't even grow, and he felt like a failure. So 6 months went by, still nothing grew in Ling's pot. He thought he had killed his seed. So everyone else, you know, they had not tall plants growing out, but he had nothing. So however, Ling didn't say anything to his friends. He just kept waiting for his seed to grow. Finally, the year ended, and all the youths of the kingdom brought their plants to the emperor for inspection. So Ling told his mother that he wouldn't go because of the empty pot, but his mother insisted him to go, being honest about what happened. So Ling felt sick to his stomach, but he knew his mother was right. So he took his empty pot to the palace, and when Ling arrived, he was amazed at the variety of plants grown by the other youths. They were beautiful and in all shapes and sizes. So Ling put his empty pot on the floor, and the other kids laughed at him. A few felt sorry for him and just said, "Nice try, young boy." So when the emperor arrived, he surveyed the room and greeted the young people. So Ling was just, you know, he just tried to hide in the back because, I mean, there's nothing he could have produced. So he says, my, what great plants, trees and flowers you have grown," said the emperor. "So today one of you will be appointed the next emperor." So all of a sudden the emperor spotted Ling at the back of the room with his empty pot. So he ordered his guards to bring him to the front. And now Ling was terrified. So he says, the emperor knows I'm a failure. Maybe he will subject me to some punishment. But anyway, when Ling got to the front, the emperor asked his name. And he said, "My name is Ling." So he replied. So all the kids were laughing and they were making fun of him. So the emperor asked everyone to quieten down. He looked at Ling and then he announced, "Behold your new emperor. His name is Ling." Ling was surprised. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't even grow his own seed. How could he be the new emperor? Then the emperor now said, and this is a lesson that we learn from here. "One year ago from today, I gave everyone present here a seed. I told you to take the seed, plant it, water it, and bring it back to me today. But I gave you all boiled seeds that would not grow. So all of you except Ling have brought me trees and plants and flowers. When you found that the seed would not grow, you substituted another seed for the one I gave you. So Ling was the only one with the courage and the honesty to bring me a pot with my seed in it," right? In other words, without bearing any plant, without, you know, showing any growth or anything like that. This displayed the honesty of Ling, and this impressed the emperor, and the emperor chose him because of his honesty to be the next emperor. Because the rest of the children produced something, but they did it, falsified it by taking another seed of their own and then planting that, you know, to be able to come up with something. So those who were dishonest didn't receive any reward, and the one who was honest, in spite of the shame that he felt for not producing anything, but he displayed in reality his honesty, was the one that was chosen to be the emperor. Now, as mothers, you know, like the mother encouraged Ling, they don't worry, you have to go, just go with this empty pot of yours. You know, and he was so afraid, what is he going to do in front of the other boys? You know, it's a matter of shame. But the encouragement of his mother proved his honesty. So today also, our mothers must teach their children the aspects of honesty. And there are many other waqiyas and stories, you know, relating to the honesty that was taught to children by their mothers. And the lap of the mother is the first madrasa. So let's go at it and teach them the lesson on the importance of honesty, never ever lying. You know, a woman can, you know, be ascribed with anything, but can never be ascribed as a liar. Such, you know, trait, a bad trait it is to lie, that we cannot be even associated with it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, making amal, becoming amongst the sadiqeen and the truthful. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.